None of the followers of Jesus anticipated the events of Easter Sunday. Although Jesus clearly taught that he would die and rise again, they did not understand. Therefore, when the women arrived at the tomb at dawn, they were perplexed, to say the least. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." The angels answered the classic questions which we need to address for every event. What, why, when, how, where, and who? Quickly, the women learned that Jesus is risen from the dead and that he was going to see the disciples in Galilee. The women were given explicit instructions to tell the disciples and Peter, who was disgraced by denying Jesus, of the resurrection and Jesus' intentions. The message is simple and direct. Because the women found the tomb empty, and because the angels told them Jesus' instructions, the church is able to pray, "Almighty God the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. May our Lord grant us faith to accept the gift of life given to us because the tomb is empty. Amen."